Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Something's wrong here. I don't see. So, we're supposed to have music playing, but the music's not playing. Okay. I hope you guys can hear me out there. We're going to begin the show. We're live and living color. I'm on air. And, I don't know if we're broadcasting. That's very interesting. Because I had the music that was supposed to play. I played it, but it didn't play. And now it's buffering or something here. Oh, boy. Maybe we might be having trouble with the internet these guys today, guys. No, the internet's on. Okay. I'm going to keep broadcasting, so when you guys call in and check in, and let me know if you can hear me or not. Let me activate one of my other phones here so I can see exactly what's going on here. Got me a little confused. Let's switch phone companies. The topic for today is... my internet don't seem, my switchboard don't seem to be working. Something's wrong with the switchboard, but I don't know if you can hear me out there, but those of you who are calling in, if you can't hear me, okay, I don't know if you can hear me out there or not, but those of you who are calling in, if you can hear me, press 1 on your dial and put your hand up so I know that you can hear me, because I'm having a problem with the internet. My internet here. Okay, we have a hand up so you can hear me out there. Okay, so now I had some music that was supposed to play, but it didn't play. So since you can't hear me, and I did see the hand go up, so I'm gonna go ahead and I'll stop the broadcast, okay? This is your brother Ibrahim, and we're live and I'm living color here. So today's topic is a very interesting one, but before we get into today's topic, I wanna discuss something that's very interesting, which I do every Sunday, so it's part of what I do. It's called love, you know? Without love, we can't get together. We won't be able to do anything. And we can't work together as a family. We can't work together as a group. We can't work together as anything if we don't know what love is. So I like to say what love is every Sunday because we have a lot of new callers come in. And sometimes they don't know about this love thing that we talk about. So I'm going to talk about for a couple of minutes. Love is the act that makes us feel good. I'm not going to get into the whole love thing because I really want to talk about the topic that we're dealing with today. Because everything is about that 1%, and we have to learn how to deal with the 1% and how they're doing the 52 fake out on us, okay? But remember, love is the act that makes others feel good. And we always worry about the big things, you know, but it's those small little things that make or break relationships, that make or break groups. How do they say? It's in the details. It's in the small little details that you don't be thinking about every day, you know, that you need to be thinking about when it comes to your mate, you know. I know women think more about the small things than the men do. And I've had women that's been married for 18 years call me, my husband don't know me. No, he's so busy paying the bills and keeping the lights on that he forget he stopped actually loving you. Stop worrying about those little penny things, you know, where to rub your back and all that stuff, you know. We have to get back into that because those are the things that bind us together, you know, that makes the love, that makes the whole thing gel, you know. And I have lines out telling you, yeah, well, she's trying to run the house, brother. they call her a housewife? Why do you think they call her a housewife? She's supposed to run the doggone house. You know what I mean? Sit back and let her do her job, man. You know, rub them shoulders for her. Make sure she massages her legs because she does a lot of work running that house. It ain't easy, trust me. You know what I mean? So guys get bent out of shape, you know, because the women want to be the boss of the house. Hey, that's a job. You know how hard it is to keep up these houses, man, to clean and to cook them? Man, that's a lot of work. And if she has more control in the house, it's easier for her to get the stuff done, you know? So let her get busy, let her do a job. You know, let her order you around the house, it's okay. Take orders from her in the house, that's fine, you know? Okay. I'm just saying, we be missing out on so much because of this male chauvinistic mindset that a lot of us have, all right? I just want to speak on that for a couple of minutes. Well, I went more than a couple of minutes. Went on my 5 minutes on the love issue, bro. I think maybe next Sunday we'll do the full love show, you know, and those of you who are married that's calling in, that will be calling in. Look, here's some of the things that keep your marriage together, keep y'all together, and what you do for each other, things like that. That will be next week, okay? Now, this week, oh boy, we got a pretty good topic going here. Is racism real or manufactured to keep us divided? The 1% is absolutely amazing. Now, when I say 1%, because it ain't about white, black, green, or pink. It's about all 5 colors. We give the credit to one race. Now, that one race has been more violent and brutal and killing than any other race that we've encountered. That would be the European race. They're very, very cool. I'm just talking about the 1%. 1% of them are cool, cold, heartless, use my expression, bastards. Tell me like it is. So when you're dealing with that 1%, that aristocrat, that aristocracy, you really have to be careful how you handle them, because they don't have no problem with putting your butt in the dirt if you upset what they're trying to do. And what are they trying to do? That's my first question. What is the goal of the 1% to dominate the entire planet? Now, how do you think they're going to do that? In order to do that, they have to have control. See, freedom is control. When people talk about freedom, they never talk about the one thing that actually makes you free. Control. Control over yourself, control over your lives, control over everything that you're trying to do, especially the 4 main things that you need to produce for yourself: food, clothing, shelter, and security. Okay? If the 1% is providing your food, clothing, shelter, security, oh, but you are in trouble. You're in a whole lot of trouble, because if they can manipulate those things on you, then they can make enough wealth off of you to manipulate everything that goes on in your life. To maintain their position and dominance of the planet, that's their number one goal. Now, you can think, when you're in a country dominated by white folks, right? You can think because you're white, you know what I mean, you can step out and do what you want. And if you interfere with their dominance, they don't care whether you're white, green, pink, or orange. They will put you in the ground. That's how they roll, okay? That's how they play. Now, you say, oh, wait a minute, it ain't really like that. But go over the history. How did they get the land from the Indians? They didn't come over here with no picket signs saying, give us this land, Mr. Indian. They brought the guns, plagues, and whatever else they could find to wipe them out, to take the land. They came and took it. They didn't ask nobody for it. You know what I mean? They sit back and have power within it. Well, when they first jumped on the Indians, they didn't realize that the Indians knew how to fight. So they had to back up for a minute. Custer learned his lesson the hard way. And the way they tell the history, they only got one little, brigade or battalion what Custer had fighting. But the Indians came together and tied up the entire United States military. tied them all up and forced them to back down. That's when they got into all the treaties and stuff, because they couldn't just walk in here and take it as easy as they thought they would, even though they had the technology on the weapons. You follow what I'm saying? So they had to sit back and make the treaties and talk, you know, and do some talk with the Indians. But the only time the 1% make a treaty is just to stall time until they can gain weapon dominance to come back in and take the rest of it. And that's what they did. Because all the treaties that they made, they broke. They're liars. The 1% are liars. You can't believe nothing that they tell you. That's why when they tell you something, get your pen and pencil out, make them write it down, and sign it. Sign it twice. I'm telling you. Because you can't believe nothing they say. You can't trust their word, because that's how they roll. They function under the dog-eat-dog culture, okay? I have some lines, people calling in, and the lines are dropping. I don't know what's going on out here, but we got a problem with the net. But at least you can hear what I'm saying, you know? That's important, so we can keep the conversation going, you know? Now, one of the ways that the 1% used, now, well, before we go into that, let's talk about this 1%. The 1% are not all European. They're not all black. They're not all brown. They're not all red. They're not all yellow, okay? They come in all five colors. It depends on what color is dominant in that doggone country. You can go to Africa and some of the jettest, blackest colors and sisters you want to see will turn you into a slave the first chance they get. They don't care what color you are. They're 1%. They want the control over your slave. Wait a minute. You don't know that you had a slave? Yeah. Your physical body is your slave, and they want control over that. Now, how can they get control over your slave? The only way that they can get control of your slave is to control the one that controls the slave. Who controls the slave? You do. Through what? Through your mind communicating to your brain. That's how you control the slave. So what do they have to do? They have to get control over your mind. How do they get control of your mind? Through distractions. Oh, boy. Do they have distractions for you? Football, baseball, basketball. They got hockey and gymnastics and I mean, they got 100 different sports out here, you know? Yeah, and then they got the boxing, you got the wrestling. All this is to keep you separate, okay, and divided. Because if you ever come together on this 1%, now 1% can't outdo 99%, I'm telling you. And if all the 99% put their wealth together, right, you have more wealth than the 1%. The only thing that the 1% is united. They work together all over the planet. All right? I'm telling you. So as long as they can keep this 99% arguing and fussing and fighting with one another, they win. And they'll win all day long. They'll keep you at the point where you can't get nothing done. But they're getting everything done. That's how they roll, okay? This dog-eat-dog culture is absolutely amazing. I don't know what's going on with my internet here, but with my hand up, I know I see that hand is still up, so I'm assuming that he's still listening to what's going on out there. I see a couple more hands go up. So, yeah, so we're working right now. It's so real good. I'm going to open up your mics in a minute. Because I know you just put your hand up just to let me know that you're hearing me. So I'm going to open up all the mics in a minute just in case you want to jump in and say something, okay? But the topic of the discussion today is racism real or manufactured to keep us divided? What in the world is racism? You can hear me? That's the best question you can ask yourself. What in the world is racism, okay? When people identify you by a certain color and decide to block your growth on the planet, all right, that's racism, okay? And now I'm giving you these definitions. Now, the definitions I'm giving you, it ain't in Webster, so don't go look it up and say, oh, wait a minute, wrong, Webster don't say that, you know. But Webster had to make these definitions up. So, Webster, like I'm saying, I know who I am. I can make up definitions for words just like Webster did. So I'm telling you, I'm giving you a definition to the word of what racism is. Racism is when one group blocks another group based on the color of their skin. That's racism. Okay? And racism is, you know, the 1%. They're the ones mostly practicing the racism because they want to keep you divided. They don't want you coming together. They don't want you to know what the other person is doing, because once you get into what the other person is doing, you start figuring out what's going on, and you begin to know what's going on. And once you begin to know what's going on, they get nervous. They get really nervous. Talking about the 1%. Well, who are they? Well, who's the 1%? All you got to do is go on Forbes and look at who controls the money. You know who the 1% is, you know. You know, we don't have to go into all of that. The Internet's here. Go Google this stuff and find it on your own, you know. The 1% come in all colors. And racism exists because the 1% is using it to divide and conquer the people so they can maintain their dominance of the planet. You say, "Whoa, Brother Lahane, well, what do we do about that? How can we offset 1%? You have to think about power, okay? Right now, you need power. So what is power? Power is people uniting, coming together. That's how you defeat racism. You have to come together with a single goal in mind. Garvey put it pretty good when he said, one guy, one aim, one destiny. What is the destiny that you're trying to promote for yourself and your children and the people around you? What destiny do you want them to have? What are you trying to do with this planet? That's what you have to step up. You have to increase your thought process. What are you trying to do with this planet? I don't function from the I. I don't function from the we. And I know that the universe, okay, works through me. I'm carrying power. I mean, I can pray to Jesus, Muhammad, or Buddha, or anybody else I want to. Their energy is there. They'll help you. Follow what I'm saying? But you actually don't need it. Okay? You actually don't need it because you can, the universe works for you. You can bring this energy in and maintain your control over what's going on. That's what's going on, you know? If you want to pray to Jesus, okay, that's fine. If you want to pray to Buddha, that's fine. If you want to pray to Muhammad, that's fine. They're out there. Their energy is out there, and they can help you because they're ancestors, okay? They're spiritual entities. So, sure, they can help you, but you're carrying power. You can do it for yourself. What are you as an individual, all right? How are you planning to change this thing around? And you have the brain power to do it. You have the brain power to do it. You have the brain power to change things around. It's amazing. You're amazing. You know what I mean? You are absolutely amazing. This is what we're trying to say. So racism is a manufactured entity to divide people from getting together, working together, and helping each other out. That's what racism is all about, you know. Everything they do is to control you from the time you come out of your mother's womb until the time you take that dirt nap. They want control. They want to control you. They want to know what you're doing, how you're doing it, when you're doing it. And as long as they're in that particular mindset or in that particular frame, he calls the people are calling in, hanging up. There's got to be something wrong with the net because nobody just hangs up and calls right back. So something's wrong out there. I don't know exactly what it is. We're at 19. I normally hit the commercials around 8:30. Since the internet is acting a little screwy, what I'm going to do at this particular point, I'm going to literally go to the commercial and see exactly what's going on out there. My brother got his hand up, so I'm going to let him talk a little bit about his show. And this will give me an idea of what's going on with the internet. Let me see if I can, we'll see if his mic opens up. I think his mic came on. 1927, you're on the air. Can you hear me?
Good evening, Brother Elohim. Yes, this is Brother Mac, and you're coming through loud and clear. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Okay, so everything's working out there. Okay, I'm just trying to figure out why the calls are in and out like that. Yeah, but your call is steady. Yeah, you want to give us a little update on the show that you have on Saturday at 6 o'clock?
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for the opportunity. My show is Legacy of a Nation, and I'm on from 6 to 7 p.m. every Saturday. I cover four main topics, one each week, and the topics that I cover are health, history, politics, and economics. These are the four subjects that a nation needs to know in order to function efficiently. And Legacy of a Nation has the mission of increasing the awareness of the Aboriginal community. We contend that we black and brown people were in these lands of the Americas thousands of years before the arrival of the Europeans in 1492, 500 years ago. And that part of our story has been covered over so that we don't know that we are the Indians of which they spoke when they came here. Another thing we don't know is that within 5 years after the arrival of the Europeans, that they had wiped out 90% of the indigenous population that included us. And they did this with the diseases that they brought from Europe and the fact that they practiced war on us. And so only one out of 10 was alive 5 years after they arrived. And so, but we are descended from those people that were already here when they came. So we are the Indians. We are indigenous, and we are natives. And so on the show, we give you 22 references that you can use to do any research that would satisfy you as to the validity of our claim that we are indigenous. So from 6 to 7 p.m., we talk among ourselves, and that Legacy of a Nation provides a platform where we can talk with each other about ourselves and to each other. And so the telephone number is 319-527-6199. And that's from 6 to 7 p.m. every Saturday, rain, shine, sleet, or snow. And we invite you to call in, and you can call in anonymously. You don't have to identify yourself. You can just call in and listen. But if you choose to participate in the conversation with questions or comments, we identify you only by the last four numbers of your telephone number. So you can ask any question that you want, and you can say whatever is on your mind without fear of anyone knowing who said it. And so, but there's a bonus for identifying yourself. If you have a product or a service that you'd like for our listeners to know about, then you can identify yourself with a telephone number and or an address that will allow them to get in touch with you offline. And so, thank you, Brother Elohim, for the opportunity to tell your listeners about Legacy of a Nation. And I can interject that you have been my mentor for over 6 years, which is the length of the program under my direction, Legacy of a Nation. And so again, I thank you, and I have a question concerning.
We're in the middle of commercials. Can you hold that question for a minute?
Can do, yes.
And let me finish giving a shout out to all the other participants who be who'll be working out there trying to get the information out. And I'll come right back to you, be the first one that we come to, okay? And this is the radio show. Thank you. This is the Only Human Radio Show. We have every Sunday at 8 to 9 p.m. U.S. time. The call-in number is 516-453-9230. And if you want to give us a shout-out, if you have a comment or something, just press 1. That would let me know that you have something to say. And I'll open your mic, and you can give make your comment and let us know who you are. And if you have a company or business that you want to advertise, you can feel free to do so. We don't charge. We allow you to just come on and say what you have to say, okay? Now, we don't mention the last four numbers of your – we call on you by the last four numbers of your phone number. So if you put your hand up, just listen to the last four numbers of your phone number. First come, first serve. That's how we do it. So you put your hand up first. It lets us know who's been up and who's first and second, okay? I released a gospel CD because I'm into music, so we have a gospel CD on the market called 911 Jesus Emergency, Jesus is Coming. That's the CD. The CD link is CD Baby CD/ Elohim Christ 2, and that will take you right into where the CD is, and you can listen to some. You can see the whole album, or you can just download a couple of songs if you want, okay? Now, we say Jesus is coming back, but we ask ourselves, where is he coming back from? We know he's coming back the same way he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. So, your sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. The child you keep just might be the one to get us out of the mess we're in. So, don't take our chance from us. We need those babies, okay? And don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures, Part 2, Grace Has Come. It's on a CD. It's a CD version, okay? And for information about the CD book, it's just call Tyrannical Church of Christ in Light, TCCA, at 215-977-0777 from 9 to 5 p.m. Also, I'm now into the gold business. Yes, I buy and sell gold. I'm trying to get paid, I'm telling you. So we do that through the Caribars organization. So if you want to give me a call to find out more about Caribars and how to sign them so that you can get down with some of this gold money that we're talking about, just call the same number, 215-977-0777. I wanted to give a shout-out to Horace Butler, his Black History book, when Mike's called out. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces. So if you get a chance to Amazon or one of the black bookstores and buy Horace Butler's book, Rock Crowd, Legacy of a Nation. Just heard from Brother Mac. He gave you a complete rundown on Legacy of a Nation show. So I'm just going to give you the number again. The number to call in on Saturday from 6 at 6 p.m. would be 319-527-6199. I'd like to give a shout-out to 7752. He's on every morning at 6 a.m. and every Wednesday at 8 p.m. That call-in number is 319-427-6199. Also, I'd like to give a shout-out to Nikki Love. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. Most nights I miss a show because I'll be out of it by that time. I get up 2 o'clock in the morning, so so that time, that's a little late for me, but she has a wonderful show. You need to check her out. And you can catch her up. Her call-in number is 347-215-8040. You can catch her on website, NikkiLoveOnam.com. And we also like to give a shout-out to the UNIA ACL. Okay, and I have a couple of groups that I have a couple of things going on, but we're at the 121, and right now, we have our meetings on every Sunday, ATO Lewis, at 310 South 48th Street. And the contact number, the contact number for that would be the same contact number, 977-0777. Or you can call 215-758-1703 and ask for Brother Raheem, and I'll give you more information about that, okay? And Antiola is now, that's a wonderful vegetarian restaurant at 48th and Spruce. If you want a good grub and you're vegan, that's the place to go. It's very nice. It's nice and comfortable. It's a very clean place. And the food is actually excellent, okay? Now, we also have RBG Industries. They make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit, call 609-68-5828. Now, he's set up a manufacturing company in Africa where they're making tailor-made clothes for like $60, $70 a suit. I mean, it's just wonderful, you know, to get suits like that. You'd have to pay $200 or $300 for somebody to come in and take your measurements and tailor-made clothes for you, okay? Also, we're having a fashion show with Atiola at the same place on Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. So we're having a fashion show to show some of those clothes made in Africa, okay? So if you're tired of not buying clothes from the motherland, you can get the clothes like that from my brother Siddiqui. So just give us a call and we'll hook you up, okay? Siddiqui's number is 609-638-5828. And we have a security company. So if you need a job, you want to deal with a security company, their number is 336-988-8638, okay? And you can call them to get the web address. Boy, oh boy, we got a lot of shout-outs today. Last Sunday, I done some follow-up with Mr. Commercials. I didn't give nobody a shout-out. I have to apologize for that because I like to give back when people they're out there working so hard trying to get the message to you and trying to work to uplift the black community, and I like to give a shout-out for that. Also, my daughter, nothing to think about it, she has her she started her business. I'd like to give her a shout-out. She's called Taylor Tots Learning Academy, and she's pretty good at it, you know. She impressed me and with the training and the methodology that she's training. And you want to call up Taylor Tots in West Philadelphia. She's in medical school, going to be a gynecologist, so your children will be in good care. Her number is 610-68-8352. You can call her from, she's done from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, so you can give her a call. She's email address is TaylorTotsLearningAcademy@gmail.com, Instagram, Taylor_Tots_LA. I'm not all down with the internet like that, but that's how she has it written up, okay? I'd also like to give a shout-out to our resident naturopathic dealers and doctors. Oh, boy. We got Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7345. And we have Dr. Bill. His number is 61-561-3864. So if you're sick and you're not calling one of these doctors, you deserve what you have. No, we don't really think nobody deserves to be sick. Trust me, if you're calling these guys, you don't have to worry. You're going to be healthy, okay? And that's where we are right now. So right now, we're going to go back to Brother Matt. He has his hand up. He said he had a question. Now, that's another thing. This is the open conversation, so the mics are open. So just press 1, and let me know you have something to say. Brother Matt, you still there?
I am, Brother Wilhelm, yes.
Oh, yeah. You said you had a question for us.
Concerning the 1%, when you point out that the 1% desires to keep the 99% distracted and divided, it would almost seem that if the 99% could come into the knowledge of how we're being controlled, there wouldn't be a need for conflict among the peoples of the world of different races and colors and creeds, and And I guess the question that I have is, let's see, is the 1% coordinated? Are they in communication with each other, or are they just a disjointed group that finds themselves at the top of the pyramid?
Okay, that's a good question. Actually, right now, they're united. The 1% are united. That's how they've effectively been able to keep such control. And they work together globally. This is what I'm saying. And that's why it's so difficult to combat them, because they're on a global scale. And we fight in the communities, and they dealing with nations and countries and stuff like that there. And they do work together. They have secret societies and everything where they work together. But if you don't know, they're coming together. Now, we have another hand up. That would be, let me see if this mic is going. That would be 8638. Can you hear me? Yeah, your mic is open. You're over the rail. You have a comment or something you want to say?
Yes, sir, if I may. I just wanted to kind of echo what you were saying about the 1%. Another thought I had, though, was that the continent of Africa, we as a black people, and particularly, you know, if we were to unite, you know, we would have literally the strongest nation on the planet in terms of, and we just lack one thing, and it's unity. And so although that 1%, they're strong because of what they did to Africa and other reasons, but that one continent, 12 million square miles, 52 countries, if they pull together, would be the single most strongest continent on the planet. And Africa has everything that everybody wants but does not want to work for or legally get. That's why they split it up with, you know, France and Britain and America, and they all took a piece. And they must keep them divided in Africa. The 1%, this is a human race you're dealing with, because, you know, men and races are always going to vie one with the other for control and dominance. There's a recent story that the white race has a zero birth rate. That means that one dies, one is not born. Additionally, among African Americans, for the first time, we won't pass wealth to our children. Heretofore, when we were growing up, we said, man, when I get out, I'm going to buy mama a house. Well, that reality, this year, or this generation, we missed it. We did not pass wealth to the children. We're not hearing them saying that I'm going to do this for mom. When I get older, I'm going to buy her this. Now, those days are gone. We got to fix. We got several things to fix. And I think it would do us justice to simply focus on the needs of ourselves, to change these old habits of individualism and recognizing that we're stronger with each other, trading among us. It's not to deny anyone else. And we shouldn't even see it that way. For Jews, support Jews. Latinos, support Latinos. So we have to get back to that. We got to get out of this slave mentality and get back to supporting each other. And Africa's calling for us. They just 12 countries just ratified the new country, if you follow that. And so when they made the call, Britain went to the table. America went to the table. France went to the table. You know who didn't show up? African Americans. And this is coming from a reliable source. That's their position. It's like, where are we? Well, we're still suffering from this mental slavery. A hell of a job has been done to us. So I would like to see us focus more on, because once we're unified, they can forget it. And they know that. That's why they must keep us divided. That's all I just wanted to share.
Well, thank you very much. Well, now, I'm going to leave your mic open just in case you want to jump back in before the hour is up. And you're absolutely right. What I like to go into is something that I learned from one of the European radio networks. Well, it's not actually a radio network. They have a big they use the Bible as a methodology for law in dealing with this country. And I have to go into something that they get into a lot of time. They talk about us as being livestock and how the 1% treat us as livestock. I mean, if you have cattle that are in the pen and the cattle are not acting good and not putting out the proper amount of milk, well, what they'll do, they'll increase the cow's space where they can go out and graze and move around and all that. So they look like they're doing better and they're more comfortable, and then they go back and they produce more milk. But the cows are still in the pen. And this is how they have us set up. They do little things to make us feel like that we're making progress or we're getting more freedom, you know. But in reality, this internet's going crazy here, but in reality, they have us they're treating us just like livestock. And they give you these little benefits and these little rewards and stuff like that. There, like you're making $10 an hour, they're going to kick you up to $15 an hour. These guys are making $1 million a year, and you got to fight to get $15 an hour. I mean, they treat you just like livestock because that's what you are to them. You're livestock to them, and this is how they deal with you. And as long as you don't know that they're treating you like livestock, if you want attorney, you can't practice. If you an attorney in Philadelphia, you can't practice your legal stuff in New Jersey because you're in that particular pen. That's your staging area as livestock. This is how they treat us. This is what we are to them. And the food that they got us eating is basically what they feed the livestock. If you do the research, most of the food that they have you eating will either have you on medication by the time you're 50 or in the ground by the time you're 65. That's how everything is set up. And you're right. Africa has the most, Africa's full resources. And after the Berlin Conference, they split us up, chopped us all up. And they have been keeping us divided in Africa for so long so that we don't know which way to turn around. But we're beginning to wake up. And as we're beginning to wake up, the message is seeping to the children. The children are beginning to wake up. The European is a minority on the planet, okay? They know that. It's like you said, everyone that lives, one dies. That's why they started the Outcross program if you ever did any breeding with livestock. If they're outcrossing, that means that they're pushing very hard for interracial relationships where they used to try to shut it down at one time because they need more blood to come into their community so they can make more babies. They got coal cities in Russia that's almost empty because there's no people to fill them up. The babies aren't being born. Now they're having a systematically doing this to blacks as far as the prison system is concerned, because those men in prison ain't making no babies, you know, and that's why they cut down on some of the schools, because the babies for those schools are actually not being born. There's a genocidal process that's going on in this country to eliminate the growth of the black population, and it's systematic. The transfer of wealth is systematic. They're systematically planning so that the wealth don't pass from one generation to the next generation. It's amazing the lengths that they're going to keep us divided, to keep us without the money, to keep us not knowing what's going on. It's absolutely amazing. And the distraction. Yeah. And the money that they're spending to keep us distracted is astronomical. I was just talking about that a minute ago. They want to make a quick announcement. And those who want to participate in the conversation, just press 1, and that will let me know that your hand is up and that you have something to say. Once I open your mic, I'll leave it open. So if you want to jump in, you can just jump in any time, you know. You can interrupt me. It's okay, because that's what I do. I talk. So if you have another comment that you want to make, just jump in. And, okay, we got 8829, so we've got a new hand up here. So I'm going to open up your mic so you can come in and participate with us. So 8829, let's see. Yeah, your mic is open. Can you hear us
all
okay?
Right.
You want me to hear?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. This is Sun752.
Hey, what's up there? That's my other brother on the phone. What's going on, man? Good to hear
you.
Hey, you
know, feeling like a real man
should.
Everything's all good.
You got to teach him that one. Yeah, so you have a comment or something? You want some input you want to inject into the conversation?
Yeah. First of all, I thought that the topic was a good one, and it's something that we need to think about more closely and more broadly. But I wanted to ask about something that you just said a minute ago. You were saying that a lot of us, you said more and more of us are waking up. And it's not that I don't agree that more of us are waking up, but what would you say is the evidence to support that we're waking up? And is waking up, is that good enough? Is that sufficient enough? Because, all right, for example, the propaganda campaign that has been working against us for at least post-slavery has been to do just what you were saying that they do, make us think that we're taking these large strides towards success and towards freedom and towards enlightenment, when in reality, all of the tools are being put in place in order to keep us down and keep us oppressed and block our barriers to freedom and enlightenment. So with the propaganda campaign, with the networks getting stronger and stronger every day to push the envelope of integration, of homosexuality, of liberalism, what evidence do we have to support that we are waking up, and especially our youth, but not just our youth, you know. I'm 48 years old. I'll be 49 this year. And I see many of my peers seeming like they forgot where they came from. Growing up in the 80s as a teenager, there was racism everywhere. And it was blatant. It was in your face. And it wasn't something that you could easily ignore unless you really tried to go into your shell like you were a snail. So once again, the question that I'm asking outright is, you know, what evidence do we have that more and more of us are waking up if we're not actually doing anything to show that we're waking up? You know, are we just waking up as far as knowledge is concerned, or are we taking some steps towards unity, towards unification, and building businesses, our communities, and our civilization? What evidence do we have to support that more and more of us are waking up?
Well, go ahead. You can take it. I'll come in after you. Go ahead, brother.
Well, I was just sharing that I would like to share that several things, several indicators. One, not that it's, you know, etched in stone, but you got to be careful when we start talking about statistics, prolific statistics from our enemies about the birth rate of them and how the generational wealth gap has broadened because we hadn't passed it on. And then your president. So I'm going to sum it up this way. Your president, 45, I was doing a lecture one day, and I said to us, I thank God for him. I think God is using him in this sense, because I don't agree with the man at all. But to the extent that he is showing showing us that racism is alive and well. Many of us thought things were okay. We didn't hear much about hangings and all the things we see today, but he brought that out of people that were hiding it. It was just laying dormant. And he gave it a platform. So around the country in Mississippi, there's hangings almost. You didn't hear about it. Look at Mississippi, the hangings that's going on. Beheadings in Mississippi today. And so all of these so-called negatives are forces that are being used to force us to unify. Where if we had not had these people to act the way they're acting, we might have been walking around here still thinking everything's okay. So I can tell you that when you look at, turn on George Frazier, Mr. George Frazier, Frazier-net. Turn on Michael V. Roberts, one of our black people. Pull these guys up. These are networks that I'm in. Our people are unifying across the board by necessity. I was talking to the African Brain Bank. African Brain Bank. Pull that up, Dr. Africana. And how the 22 countries in Africa just ratified out of necessity because they were getting beat up. And the young Julius Malema is running for president of South Africa. You got Patrick Lumumba. Listen, there's so much going on because of them raising their ignorant necks to be themselves. And all we have to do is unite in the major, and they're forcing this. We're united across denominational lines, organizational lines, all over the country. And certainly the enemy's not going to tell us that. They're not going to show that on the news. Black organizations disunited, da, da, da. No, no. Why would they do that? They'll never tell us good news about ourselves. But they told us, you guys are, and this is suspect. You are not passing down wealth, generational wealth, for the first time in your race in America. You have not passed to the next generation the wealth that you acquired. So I would submit that it's because of a 45. It is because of all of those who support him and think like him. It is Africa that's unifying and calling. When they call for that meeting, at the United South Africa, you guys can look this stuff up. But everyone showed up because they said, "Wow, if you guys are ratifying a new constitution, man, we got to get in." So China showed up, France showed up. Germany, Britain showed up. You know who didn't show up? Our people, us in America, the black man and the woman in America. They're calling. They need what we've learned here in America, what we've learned during our sojourn in America, all the education, all of all of the things that we've acquired by being under the rule of these people. Look, we need to prepare to go back home. You can stay here for trade and so on and so forth. So thank you.
Well, we need a platform to unite us here in this country, and I'm just engaged in a group run by Brother Miller, who's giving strong leeway for the UNIA under his care to develop such a group, and we're developing that group now with the principles and the laws and the procedures that were set up by Marcus the Messiah Garvey. I mean, the actual procedures, because we haven't had those procedures set up in quite a long time. So we need a platform. Now, the evidence that we're coming together, you can't find it in mainstream news like Miller was saying. You got to go outside of the mainstream news to find this information. Now, you can get some of this information on some of the TV. They got some black news stations where you can get some information about what's going on. But we are uniting across the country in forms larger. We are getting together. The evidence is real. The evidence is here. And because we got this orange orangutan in the White House named Trump, that's evidence that we're coming together, and they're running scared. Every time they put somebody, anytime they put a Russian agent in there, you know what I mean? To
okay.
statewide, the United States, all over the country, it shows you that that something definitely is going on in the black community that he's afraid of. So the evidence is there, but you have to really dig to find it, and that's basically what's going on. And something about too, as I listen to you from week to week, your evidence for me, because I hear some growth in you every week, and you have been impressing me 3 weeks in a row. I said, oh, man, what you've been reading, who you've been talking to.
Because no,
your whole conversation is elevated to a pretty good point. And I wanted to say that
Brother Elohim,
I appreciate what you're doing. Yes, sir.
Trust me, I've been like this my whole life. I think that you're just getting to the point where you're able to listen to me. I've been talking like this since I was a teenager. Trust and believe me. You know, I do other things as far as broadcasting is concerned, but you know, if you talk to my dad, he'll tell you I've always been on this. This is nothing new. But see, but this is what, this is. Now I appreciate you. I appreciate your compliment, though. As far as the questions that I was asking about the evidence, what evidence are we using to prove that we're waking up? I know plenty of conscious brothers. I'm in the conscious community. I have always been, and all of that. And that's all well and good. But the thing is, you brought up the whole thing about 45 in the White House, and how by default. It's waking us up, but I don't see it that way, and I don't mean to sound like a negative Nathaniel, but the way I see it, many of us are waking up by default, but we're really just waiting to get them out of the White House so we can go back to sleep. That's the way I look at it, because we're not really, you know, regardless of what the media shows us about our people, we should never need the media to show us evidence that we're waking up. That's not the source that we should be counting on to show us that we're waking up. We should know that we're waking up by seeing people, seeing each other organizing, by devising plans, strategy for yesterday, today, and tomorrow. That's the waking up that I'm seeing. And I'm not seeing.
And that's what we're saying. We're waking up all over the country, and we're organizing and getting together all over the country. You know what I'm saying? And you can't, like I'm saying, you can't get that information through mainstream media. You have to go through other sources to get the information that we're actually waking up, the evidence that we're waking up. You have to dig for it, because they ain't going to just come out and say, oh, man, my neighborhood is getting organized. No, they're not going to do that. But the evidence is there. When you look at the congressional body, you look at what's going on in the voting situation, when you look at what's going on and everything all over the country, the evidence is there that we are coming into a situation where we're going to literally start taking control over this thing. And, I mean, you can see it. You can feel it. I mean, it's just in the air. You know what I mean? And, we only have about a minute. We only got about a minute left. So what I like to do, hold this minute. Well, you guys take a couple of seconds apiece. We're going to go down the line, and then we're going to close out. So we got about a minute left. 1920? Well, we got 90 seconds. 1927. Can you give us a brief comment?
Thank you, Brother Elohim. I agree that we are becoming more aware by default because of the focus that has been placed on racism by our current president. And
We only got about 60 seconds here, so I want to go down the line.
Okay, we agree that we're coming together by default.
So we're going to jump to 8638. Do you have a quick comment?
if you don't see the evidence of it, I would suggest to you that you change your circle of influence. Get into networks. It is happening all over the country, and it's a beautiful thing. You can go to the FullerDudleyCollaborative.com organization that I'm with, the Fuller Dudley Collaborative. Love to have you on our show.
Okay. Well, remember I said brief, so we can get it on the network spot. We've got on 8829. We got about 20 seconds here.
All right. All I want to say is, one of the things that we need to remember is that we need to plan our work and we need to work our plan. You know, we've been talking, but we need the education, and I'm not talking about a formal education. We need to implement the each one teach one thing and plan our work our plan, and let's get to it.
Okay, I'm going to have to make this an hour and a half show. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate all of your input and your comments. We're absolutely out of time right now. This is the Elohim Show. We're here every Sunday from 8 to 9. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. And you've upgraded my mindset a little bit today. Now, I upgraded my mind a little bit today. So you learned something from each other, and that's good. I'd like to say thank you. I love you all, and we will continue this chat next Sunday. Peace, brothers.
Peace and love. Over now.
Peace.